our text verse was in the book of Hebrews, and it's actually verse 27. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. In verse 26, he said, the Lord said that he's the only one that speaks from heaven. He spoke from heaven at Mount Sinai when he gave the people the Ten Commandments, and the Bible says the mountain did shake. And that voice comes from heaven again and says, I'm going to shake the earth once more, not only the earth, but I'm going to shake heaven. And I'm going to shake it so that those things that can shake will be done away with, but those things that are unshaken will remain. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58, the Bible says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable. And if you look at that Greek word, unmovable, it's the same word that means unshakable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain. When the Lord shakes the heavens and the earth, and those things that are man-made shake and pass away, the things that are made by God will remain. One of those things that, one of those things that will remain when the heavens and earth are shaken is His Word. One of the things that will remain when the heavens and earth are shaken, that will not be shaken, is His church. And when I say His church, I'm talking about us. I'm talking about you and I that have put our faith in Jesus Christ. We need to be unshaken. We need to be steadfast. We need to be unmovable. You see, the world doesn't think much of Christians that shake. The world is looking for Christians that endures the ups and downs of this life, the storms of life, and remain unshaken. And when they see Christians like that, they say, hey, they got something that I need. They got something that I want. And so in the few minutes that I have left, I have a real simple message, how to be unshaken. How to be unshaken. I have three simple points. Here's the first one. If you want to be unshaken, unmovable, when God shakes the heavens and the earth, first thing you need to do is place your hand in the nail-scarred hand. That nail-scarred hand belongs to Jesus. That hand was scarred by nails when He bore those nails on the cross of Calvary. He went to that cross, as we pictured in the Lord's Supper this morning, to pay for our sins. He became our substitute. He became our ransom. On Calvary, when He hung on that cross, God took all of my sins and He took all of your sins and He put them on His Son. And on the cross, Jesus paid the price that we owe. If we want to be right with God, we got to get our sins taken care of. And by the way, we're all sinners. There's none righteous, no, not one, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And if you want to get your sins taken care of, if you want a relationship with the God that created you, you have to get your sins paid for. You only have one of two choices. You can pay for them yourself and be separated from God, not only in this earth, but in eternity that follows, or you can come to the cross and you can accept the payment that Jesus made on your behalf. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verse 5, the Bible says, He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed. The only way that you're going to be unshaken and unmovable when God shakes the heavens and the earth is to have a relationship with God. And the only way that you can have a relationship with God is through Jesus Christ. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. We sing the song, have you failed in the plan of your storm-tossed life? Place your hand in the nail-scarred hand. Are you weary and warm from its toil and strife? Place your hand in the nail-scarred hand. Place your hand in the nail-scarred hand. Place your hand in the nail-scarred hand. He will keep to the end. He's your dearest friend. Place your hand in the nail-scarred hand. When you put your hand in that nail-scarred hand, what you're saying is, Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I know there's a penalty for that sin. But I believe that when you went to Calvary and you bore those nails in your hands and your feet, when you bore that crown of thorns, when that soldier stuck that spear into your side, all of those things, when you died on that cross, you were paying for my sins. And as I place my hand in the nail-scarred hand, I'm believing that you paid for my sins. I'm trusting what you did for me on Calvary. I'm asking you to be my Savior. And the only way that you can be unshaken, the only way that you can be unmovable, is put your hand in the hand of Jesus and trust Him as your Savior and get your sins forgiven by the one who went to Calvary to die for every sin that you committed. You see, I'm a sinner. I had many sins that I was under the condemnation for. You're a sinner. You have many sins that condemned you to be separated from God. But Jesus, God loved you enough to send His Son to take your place, to pay for your sins. And we can stand before God justified just as if we've never sinned if we put our hand in the nail-scarred hand. How to be unshaken? Put your hand in the nail-scarred hand. Number two, stand on the solid rock. At the end of the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5, Jesus said this, therefore, whosoever heareth these things of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. You want to be unshaken? You want to be unmovable? Put your hand in the nail-scarred hand. Then you build your house. You build your life upon the rock of God's Word. Jesus said, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine. You say, preacher, I've never heard the sayings of Jesus. I wasn't around when He walked the face of the earth. I never heard Him speak. Yeah, that's right. But that's why God gave us this book. This book is full of the sayings of Jesus. This book records the words that Jesus said. And when it says in the Old Testament, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, I have every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. When Jesus said, hey, if you want your house, you want your life to withstand the storms of life, then you build it upon my sayings, you build it upon my word. Not only hear them, but do them. Not only listen to as you read, as somebody teaches, as somebody preaches, as the Holy Spirit speaks to you, but you be doers of the word as well. We need to live our life and build our life on this book and what this book says. We sing the little song with the kids, the B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. And just like salvation is Jesus and Jesus alone, Jesus and nothing else, you don't need any other self-help book. I know there might be some good ones out there. I know there might be some literature out there. But unless you're spending time in this book, don't go to any other book. This is where you need to start. This is where you need to stay. This is where you need to get most of your advice and counsel. It's from the Word of God. This, and Jesus said, if you want your house to stand, if you want your life to stand, then you build it upon a foundation that does not move, does not waver. In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8, the Bible says, "The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever." We sing that song, "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name, on Christ, the solid rock I stand." How to be unshaken, how to be unmovable. Put your hand in the nail-scarred hand. Get saved. Build your life on a solid rock, on the Word of God. And then number three, lean on the everlasting arms. Lean on the everlasting arms. You get saved. You try to your best to live your life by this book. But I'm going to tell you something. The storms of life will still come. The winds will still blow. The waves will still get high. And Satan is going to use the storms that God allows to come into our life to try to get us off course. He will. He will. We'll lose loved ones. Grandparents will die. Parents will die. Children will die. Spouses will die. Sickness will come. Cancer, leukemia, Alzheimer's, they'll come. Relationships will break. Friends will get mad and break the friendship. Children will leave your teaching, walk away. Divorce will break up marriage. There'll be things that come into our life that we can't control. There'll be things that come into our life that will rock our world. When we read in Hebrews that God said, "Hey, I'm going to shake heaven and shake earth," that happens to people all the time. Their world is shaken. It seems like the heavens are shaken. It seems like the very foundations of what they've built their life on are shaken. And Jesus said, in the book of Hebrews, God says, I'm going to shake heaven and I'm going to shake earth, and those things that can be shaken are going to pass away, so that the things that cannot be shaken will remain. Will remain. And one of those things that remain when the world shakes and when heaven shakes is you and I as children of God. Because our relationship with God is based on something that cannot be changed. Jesus said, "I am the same yesterday and today and forever. I am just as sure as my salvation today as I was the day that I got saved, because I have a Savior that cannot be shaken. I have a Savior that will not change, and He gives me salvation that'll last forever. I have a book that contains the sayings of my Savior, of my God. I can read those. The Holy Spirit helps me to understand them and how to apply them to my life. And when this world shakes, when my world shakes, when my heavens shake, I don't have to be shaken, because my life is built on a solid rock. And when my world shakes, and when my heaven shakes, and when your world shakes, and when your heavens shake, if you have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ, if you've done your best, if you've done your best to live by this book, there'll still be days that you'll say, "I don't know if I can make it. The storms are too strong. The winds are blowing too hard. The waves are too high. I don't know if I can make it." That's the day you lean on the arms of Jesus Christ. He knows every trial. He suffered every trial. He's been tempted in all points like as we, the Bible says. So don't say, "Well, God, Jesus doesn't know what I'm going through." Yes, He does. He knows exactly what you're going through. And He knows those days where you can make it based on your salvation. He knows the days that you can make it based on the Word of God. But He also knows the days when you need something more, and you got to lean on Him. What a fellowship. What a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. I'm glad we have a God that cannot be shaken. In the book of James, it tells us that there's no variableness, neither shadow of turning with him. God does not shake, not in the least. And what the world needs is children of God that don't shake either. How do we do it? We put our hand in that nail-scarred hand. We build our life on the rock. And the days that we need more than that, we lean on our Savior. We lean on Jesus. We do those three things. We'll be one of those things that the Bible talks about in the book of Hebrews. God says, I'm going to shake earth again. And not only am I going to shake earth, I'm going to shake heaven. That the things that are unshakable shall remain. Let's be one of those. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the promises that are in your word. Thank you for the promise that if we admit our sin and come to Christ and confess him, believe that he died for us, that you would save us from the penalty of all our sin. And I pray if there's even one here in our midst this morning that's never asked Jesus to be their Savior, Father, this Holy Spirit, this morning you would help them. You would help them see their sin. You would help them see the penalty for that sin. You can help them see the price that Jesus paid out of his love for them. Out of God, your love for them, the price that he paid on Calvary for their sin. And Father, you would help them this morning to decide, I'm going to trust Christ. I'm going to believe in him as payment for my sins. And I pray, Father, that each person that's here that's never received Christ would make that decision. Then I pray for the many Christians that are here. Thank you that we have a salvation that never changes. Thank you that you've given us this book to build our life on. And thank you that you give us a Savior who we can lean on when the storms really get rough. I pray for the many Christians that are here. Some going through storms right now, Father. Some needing to lean on Jesus this morning. I pray you'd help them do that. Just bless this invitation. Use it to build your kingdom. For it's in Christ's name I pray. Amen.